Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and online, kdcountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the head coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite football team in action with our games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chat with head coach Dean Gingler. The St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Nextech.
Welcome back here on our Locker Room Chats. Welcome to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, joined by the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Dean Gingler, after game one. In week one, coach, you fall to Sylvan Lucas 38-31. A tight game throughout a lot of it there. Sylvan Lucas, a very physical team, and you saw that there Friday night. What were your thoughts of the season opener?
Yeah, it was a physical game. I think we went into the game, you know, obviously everybody goes in hoping for a different result than that, but what we, you know, they were physical from the very beginning, and we didn't really appear to be ready to play that way, I guess, as much as we'd want to be. But so they hit us hard to start with, and it, you know, we were a little slow to recover from that. And so yeah, kept it you know, tight through pretty much the whole game, and ends up that way. So it was a good first game from a fan standpoint and everything. But as a team, we certainly would want to come out with a different result.
I know you did, kind of just looking at the stats, it was a balanced game as far as your yardage and how you're able to distribute that, and I'm guessing that Sylvan Lucas had a little bit to do with that, being able to be physical and kind of slow down your run game a little bit. But how do you feel about just the overall balance there of the offense in week one?
Yeah, overall balance in numbers I think was okay. I'd you know, with what we have, I'd like to see more rushing than what we had. Mm-hmm. And we would have had that a little bit too if we, you know, we took some sack yardage in the passing game too, that cut some of the rushes that Jared had made. But you know, relatively even there. I'd like again to have, in terms of the kind of passes that we get our yardage on, I'd like more consistency on that too. So there's just a lot of things that we you want to do differently, but you know, from a pure stats standpoint, doesn't look bad. But just kind of how we're getting there is a different matter, I guess, in my mind at least.
One of the things you don't see a lot in eight-man football is you've got a kicker, Logan Brummer, that made a 37-yard field goal. How exciting was it to actually see that, and how exciting is it to have a kid that you can trust to go out and do that for you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that was a key point in the game. I mean, we were down that 10 points at that point, and had gotten stopped on offense with a decent amount of distance to go. And in the past, you're either just, you know, you're really stuck with just trying to get that yardage to get a first down or touchdown wherever you're at, and that's really about the only option you have. But he kicked a 37-yard field goal, and I think he's got leg to do more than that. And then every kickoff that we wanted to, we put in the end zone. So the only, there were a couple that didn't when we tried to onside, and then, mm-hmm. then after that field goal, that gave us the opportunity to try to get a ball back, you know, on a deep kick and be in decent field position. And we got really close with doing that, but didn't quite get there. So it really makes a big difference on kind of the strategy you can have at your disposal in different times. So.
We're talking with Dean Gingler, head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jay football team. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll go over this week's matchup with Osborne to start district play here on KD Country 94 on our Locker Room Chats.
It's time to grab the new school supplies, fill the backpacks, and celebrate the memories of a new school year. Let Nextech be your solution of reliability and experience the difference a true local company can provide this school year with half price for 6 months. That's right. Add phone, internet, or TV now and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better this school year with Nextech. Visit next-tech.com/deals today.
Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Welcome back here on KD Country 94, our high school football locker room chats. Dean Gingler still with us, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jays. Coach, you open out with Osborne in district play coming up on Friday night as you have the first home game in Beloit. You were at Tipton last week. You head home to O'Brien Field for the Beloit part of that coming up on Friday night. When you look at Osborne, it's a team that they are the defending state champions in 8-man Division II. They lost to Hill City last week to open out the season. 45-26. Just overall, when you look at the Hill City Osborne game, maybe if you've seen any film on that, what do you expect to see from Osborne coming up on Friday night?
Well, compared to, you know, had gone to the state championship game, and I think they threw the ball maybe three times or something like that in that game. Of course, the day might have dictated some of that, mm-hmm. but it looks like you'd expect to see him probably throw the ball a little more than what they did last year. They, you know, lost some people in the backfield. They lost a lot of experience back there. So they're working in some places for sure with a little bit younger kids. But watching the Hill City game, from what I can tell, Hill City looks pretty solid. So I don't take much out of Osborne losing that game being any indication that they're not at or pretty close to where they were last year. So that's what we're preparing for, is kind of similar to what we've seen over the years from Osborne. So it should be a good team to really be a tough game, and hopefully we can come out better on our end and play tougher than we did the first round this season too.
Coaches always tell me that they want to see the most improvement in their team between week one and week two. I know you've touched a little bit on some of the deficiencies maybe that you had in week one, but what specifically will you look for as a coach and through your eyes in week two?
You always do hear that, and I think that's true, the week one to week two deal. Coming out of week one, we certainly have room to do a lot of improvement. So I guess if there's anything to count a positive out of that, there. And the other piece of that is the things that we didn't do well are things that I feel like our team is ready and willing to improve on and can do. So we were really disappointed with some aspects of the game. We put the ball on the ground a lot in that first game, but things that I think we can fix in that regard. And then just, you know, being more ready to play when we hit the field, that's something else that we can fix. So, it's more of an attitude, not a huge change in, the schemes or anything like that, but just how we execute what we already know we want to do.
Dean Gingler, head coach of the St. John's Tipton football team here in our locker room chats. Coach, we thank you for the time. Best of luck on Friday night against Osborne.
All right, thank you, Dusty.
Fans can hear that game on Z96.3 Through the Lake and KittyCountry94.com. Pre-game coverage beginning at 6:30, kickoff at 7 from O'Brien Field in Beloit.
Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by NextEd.
It's time to grab the new school supplies, fill the backpacks, and celebrate the memories of a new school year. Let Nextech be your solution of reliability and experience the difference a true local company can provide this school year with half price for 6 months. That's right. Add phone, internet, or TV now and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better this school year with Nextech. Visit next-tech.com/deals today.
Experience more and live better with Nextech.
We continue in the Northern Plains League with head coach Drew Dusky of the Lakeside Knights. Follow Lakeside and Northern Plains League varsity sports all season long on the web at ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com are brought to you in part by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, the State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation, and by Nextech.
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Drew Dusky with us, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights. Coach, as you move on, you open the season on Friday night against Logan Palko out at Logan, and you knew it was going to be a pretty physical matchup and a tough matchup. You fall 32-28. Just kind of looking back at that game, what were some of the things that stood out the most the first night out for you?
I thought we played a good game. I thought we were physical. I thought we competed. We didn't get down on ourselves when we were getting scored on, and, we were able to come back every time, we needed to. And just the physicality of the game, Logan was a bigger team than we were, but I thought we matched up well with them. It would have been better to win, but we made a lot of mistakes that cost us the chance to have that game. But we're definitely a lot farther along this year after the first game than we have been in the past. So I'm really happy with where we're at going into district play.
How much does it help? I guess, like we talked about last week, I kind of asked, do you like having a physical team like that to start the season? How much do you think that's going to help you down the road to play a game like that when you do get into district play coming up here this week?
I think it's going to help out huge, because there's going to be, a lot of physical teams, bigger teams that are bigger than us, in our district, and just showing that, we can, still match up with that and still be physical, no matter the size of the people we have on the offensive line or defensive line or whatever, going out to Logan and showing that we can compete, I think it's huge, especially, mentally for our guys, letting them believe that, we can play in every game that's left on our schedule.
How do you feel about the mindset of the kids after a tough loss like that?
I mean, it's all, know, there's no moral victories. I know you can say there are, but, I mean, there's not. That's what I told after the game. I was like, you know, this is going to go down as a loss. It is what it is. But you should be happy with the way you played and just build off of it. Fix those mistakes that might have cost us a win and fix it for next week. And then that's all they can do. You know, I think they were happy. I mean, not happy with losing, but happy with the way they played but not being satisfied and content, you know, continuing to improve and fix the things in practice we need to work on. And hopefully the result will be different, you know, the next game.
Talking with Drew Dusky, head coach of the Lakeside Knights here in the locker room. Chats took a timeout. We come back. We'll go over the district opener with Rock Hills coming up Friday night in Downs here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94.
Connect with Cunningham Telephone and Cable. Here's how Cunningham TV Now differs from traditional TV.
The biggest difference is that TV Now is streamed over our internet through Cunningham TV Now app and also requires no cable box or cable outlets. Customers are also not limited by tuners and can record as many shows at the same time as they want to the cloud DVR. TV Now is available exclusively through our local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office, Beloit, Glen Elder, Belleville, and Concordia.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
It's time to grab the new school supplies, fill the backpacks, and celebrate the memories of a new school year. Let Nextech be your solution of reliability and experience the difference a true local company can provide this school year with half price for 6 months. That's right. Add phone, internet, or TV now and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better this school year with Nextech. Visit next-tech.com/deals today.
Experience more and live better with Nextech.
And welcome back here on Katy Country 94. So with Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights, on our locker room chats. Rock Hills coming up next for you, coach. They took on Wichita Homeschool in their season opener, 152-6 in a game that was called at halftime on Friday night. Obviously, it's a team that you played numerous times. You know a lot about them. You know a lot about their personnel. It's the second year under Coach Colby Hamill. What do you see from this year's Rock Hills team that might cause the most problems for you?
Physicality. They're going to be big. They're going to be strong. They're kind of going to try to run it down your throat, really. And, you know, that's just something we have to stop. We have to, you know, make sure we're queuing in our defensive assignments and getting on blocks and making tackles, because they're going to be a big physical team, and we've got to play big and physical with them. You know, looking at some game film, it looks like they've switched up their offense a little bit from last year, kind of running a little power, single wing type thing. And you know, they're not trying to hide anything. They're kind of lining up and saying, you know, we're going to run it at you. If you can stop us, you know, good luck. And, you know, we've struggled in the past with teams that are bigger and physical and stuff. We proved that last week that we can do that when we want to. And hopefully, you know, we can improve on some things and fix the things that we didn't do against Logan, against Rock Hills on Friday.
With a veteran group, like I talk with coaches about this every year, you know, you want to have that most improvement between week one and week two, and now it's even magnified because you're starting district play in week two. But with a veteran group and a more experienced group like this, is it more just fine-tuning than actually having to do a lot of changing things?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is. Like, you know, these juniors that I have and Wyatt, you know, he's our lone senior that really plays a lot. Those guys have been doing this since they're freshmen, and they've been running offense and doing their defensive positions, and they know what they're doing. You know, this year I haven't had to correct a lot of things on offense as far as remembering the plays and doing exactly what you're supposed to do. So it's kind of like fine-tuning, I would say. You know, just we got to fix the little things, whether, you know, it's a, you know, make sure we're, you know, you can't really fix a kid dropping a pass. They just got to catch the pass or, you know, things like that, hitting the hole hard. And, just little defensive cues, you know, getting off the block or being a step quicker. And those things we work on in practice every day, and you just got to make sure you do it during the game. But I will say, you know, with my junior and senior class this year, it's a lot easier because, you know, they do have that experience, and it's a lot it makes it a lot easier prepping for games when you're just fixing a few things here and there than having to, you know, kind of rewrite your whole scheme, I guess.
Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights, here in our locker room chance. Coach, well, thank you for the time, and best of luck Friday night as you open out district play against the Rock Hills.
All right, thanks, Dusty.
Fans can hear that game on KD Country 94. Pre-game coverage beginning at 6:30, kickoff 7 o'clock. Also online, KDCountry94.com. Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, State Bank of Downs, Brushart Corporation, and Nextech.
It's time to grab the new school supplies, fill the backpacks, and celebrate the memories of a new school year. Let Nextech be your solution of reliability and experience the difference a true local company can provide this school year with half price for 6 months. That's right. Add phone, internet, or TV now and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better this school year with Nextech. Visit next-tech.com/deals today.
Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Just like the MPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Don Levy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
Connect with Cunningham Telephone and Cable. It's simple to watch Cunningham TV Now.
Cunningham TV Now is a new separate service. Customers can choose traditional TV or our new TV Now service, just not both. We make it simple by giving 2 free Fire Sticks when you switch. Plus, you can also watch on computers, tablets, Apple or Android TV, or phones. TV Now is available exclusively through your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office, Beloit, Glen Elder, Belleville, and Concordia.
We continue our Thursday night locker room chats with Rock Hills head coach Colby Hamill. Remember to tune in to KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake for our football games of the week. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are brought to you by Kears Thriftway in Mankato and by Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Welcome back on our locker room chat on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. Rock Hills locker room chats joined by Colby Hamill, the head coach of the Grizzlies. Coach, you start out your second season as the head coach there with a win over Wichita Homeschool 52-6 on Friday night game called at halftime. I know that you told me that they were probably going to be a youthful team, a younger team, and you guys really had some of your veteran leaders that you were expecting on step up for you in week one. What were your thoughts overall of that victory on Friday night?
All in all, I was pretty pleased with how our guys came out and performed. And you know, had a lot of upperclassmen guys, like I said, fill into some roles and step up. You know, guys like Davion McDonald, who, you know, weren't for sure if they were going to play football last year, came out and, you know, toughed it out through the whole year and wasn't for sure if he was going to play this year, and he did, so I'm glad that he did. And, you know, he had 3 touchdowns, rushing, a receiving touchdown, interception. So, you know, performance by him is crucial. I felt like our defense, you know, stepped up tremendously. Last year our defense was not a strong point for us, so we, you know, a lot of our off-season and fall camp time was spent for defense. A lot of scout team and watching film with the guys after school, and you know, they really put in a lot of work. You know, a lot of hats off to the kids. They performed really well, and you know, I appreciate that they went out there and worked as hard as they did.
He brought up Davion. Jared Gillett also had 93 yards rushing and a touchdown for you, and then that touchdown pass that you mentioned that McDonald caught. But as far as Jared's concerned, how much improvement did you see from him just obviously during the summer and getting prepped for his senior season, but then into the game on Friday night?
He's just a kid that works hard every day. He's since I've gotten here, he
You know, I don't know if he was 100% last summer, but he was close. This summer he was 100% every day, not only playing football, but he was, you know, selected to be a part of a, you know, AAU select basketball team. So he was very busy this summer. Mm-hmm. I never have to get on the kid because, you know, he knows the expectations. The growth on the field, I would say, is his leadership. He's always been kind of a quieter guy around the guys. And he's been a lead-by-example type of guy, and now he's starting to get more vocal, starting to understand what I want. And, he makes my job easier when he knows everybody's responsibility as well. He's just, I would call him kind of the general on the field. You know, he runs those guys and makes sure that, you know, they're going to the right spot. So, you know, his leadership has definitely stepped up since last year.
We're talking with Colby Hamill, head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies. Take a timeout. When we come back, we'll go over the first district game of the season coming up Friday night at Lakeside here in our locker room chats on Katy Country 94.
You'll find great savings out the Tuesday at Cure Thriftway in downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have fresh family packs of 80% lean ground beef for $2.49 a pound. It's not the Tuesday at Cure Thriftway in downtown Mankato. Don't miss savings out the Tuesday at Cure Thriftway in downtown Mankato. Select varieties of Prego pasta sauce for $1.79 a jar. It's not the Tuesday at Cure Thriftway in downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Back on the locker room chats on Katy Country 94 as we have our second segment with Colby Hamill, Rock Hills head coach. Colby, getting ready for the first district game of the season now. You're coming up on Friday night. You'll have head to Downs to take on Lakeside. And the Knights, clearly a team that has been making improvements as their seasons have gone along here. They had a tough 32-28 loss to Logan Palco to open out the season on Friday night. But obviously a team that you're probably concerned about with their athleticism. What are your thoughts on Lakeside Friday night?
First off, hats off to Coach Dusky over there. He's doing a tremendous job. I think the kids over there have bought into what he has. And so whenever they're competing, they play hard. I think they're going to be scrappy and tough. You know, last year they put a tough product on the field, and I expect them to do the same. They, you know, they bring back a handful of young guys again who, you know, step into two more important roles. And, you know, they only lost a couple kids from last year. And, you know, I expect them to be tough, athletic, like you said. You know, who knows what they do. They might pound the rock, you know, up the middle. They might spread it out. You just have to be prepared for it all. They got some good athletes. You know, the Shone kid at tight end, he's a weapon for sure. And, you know, they got some tough runners and, you know, decent size up front. You know, I told my guys this is the most important part of the game of the year. And district's first game, you know, you kind of got to set the tone. If you want to make some moves in districts this year, you know, you got to win each game to prepare for playoffs. So, you know, I hope my guys just work hard this week and prepare for a tough Lakeside team.
I know you had a big win at halftime last week, but coaches always talk about wanting to see that improvement between week one and week two. The most improvement during the season happens during that week. And even with just a half of football last week, what are some of those things that you saw that maybe you can improve on this week?
Definitely some execution, blocking schemes on offense, timing as well. You know, we run some jet motion timings, and we run some meshes in the backfield. So we got to work on that stuff. We got to clean up, you know, our responsibilities up front. You know, if I'm doubling team to this guy, you know, I don't need three other guys blocking the same person. So I think just pure execution as well as fixing some defensive alignment issues as well. You know, yeah, we won, 52-6, but there's always things we can work on, and watching a lot of film this week is going to help that.
Colby Hamill, head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies, here in the locker room chat. Coach, again, thanks for joining us this week, and best of luck as you open out district play Friday night at Downs.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Fans can hear that game on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Pre-game coverage beginning at 6:30 Friday night from Downs.
Our Rock Hills locker room chats are brought to you by Cure Thriftway in Mankato and Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
There's great savings out the Tuesday at Cure Shriptway, downtown Mankato. Select a variety of Best Choice Pasta, 12 to 16 ounce, just 99 cents. Out the Tuesday at Cure Shriptway, downtown Mankato. You'll find great deals now the Tuesday at Cure Shriptway, downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have fresh boneless beef rump roast for $3.49 a pound. It's now the Tuesday at Cure Shriptway, downtown Mankato.
Our Thursday night locker room chats continue on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com with Sylvan Lucas head coach Ben Labertue. Remember to tune in to the KD Country 94 and Z96.3 football games of the week. And don't forget our preview show every Friday night, getting you set for kickoff, called the Football Express, that airs at 5:40 each Friday evening. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the Bennington State Bank. Now let's get you caught up as to what is happening with Mustang football with head coach Ben Labertue.
Hey, welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. As Ben Labertue joins us now, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. Coach, opened the season out on Friday night in Tipton with a 38-31 win over St. John's Tipton. Just kind of looking back at the game, as now you've had a chance to digest it. I know we talked to you on the scoreboard show on Friday night as well, but just overall, how do you feel about the way the kids played the first time out there in Tipton?
You know, I was happy with our aggressiveness. I thought we did a lot of good things. We obviously have a lot of stuff to clean up. Way too many penalties. We had a ton of penalties. Put the ball on the ground too many times and didn't take advantage of times when St. John's put the ball on the ground a few times. That we just, you know, if we want to win big games, you got to take advantage of some of that stuff. And you know, we had probably three or four center quarterback exchanges that we've got to get cleaned up. So happy with it, but also, you know, you got to look at those things that, man, we got to do a lot better if we're going to compete later on.
Kind of looking at the numbers that I got from St. John's Tipton anyway, you guys had 22 first downs compared to 10 for them. So, you know, you guys like to work that, you know, running game and triple option offense. Just overall, how do you feel the kids ran with that there in the first game as far as the physicality that they brought to the table?
I thought our running game was pretty decent. I wasn't real happy with our option game as far as that aspect of our running game. I didn't think it just wasn't real clean, which we'd like to see in it, which I'm hoping will come with time and game experience. But, yeah, overall, I thought our line did a good job getting on blocks, which gave our backs a little bit of running room, and I thought our backs ran pretty hard. But just got to clean up some little things if we want to get better.
You look at the defensive side of the ball. I know you're concerned about what St. John's Tipton brought to the table athletically there on offense. Just overall, how do you feel about that? You know, they had 31 points, but they got three of those on a late field goal, about 37, 38 yards. Just how do you feel about defending that St. John's Tipton athletic offense?
I thought our defense did a good job, except for about, you know, there'd be about three or four plays throughout the game that were kind of breakdowns in our secondary. You know, I felt like we kind of had them pinned a little deep, and they would their quarterback there would scramble around, and we'd let guys get behind us. You know, and those were probably every time they scored, it was on something like that. And so that's just something you can't have. You know, our guys know they have to stay deep, and they know they got to cover how we do things, and you know, we got to fix that stuff. But all in all, I thought our run defense was good. You know, we did a lot of good things. We just, like I said, it's just some of the little things that we definitely have to clean up.
Ben Labertue, head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs, with us. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll go over the district opener against Otis Bison coming up Friday night here in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
The Bennington State Bank proudly supports local sports and wants each student to know that their hard work and talent is noticed and appreciated. At Bennington State Bank, they care about local communities and are committed to fostering long-term relationships through the delivery of excellent customer service, integrity, and fairness. From helping local business owners acquire relief loans to supporting community youth and nonprofits to helping you purchase your dream home or invest in your future, Bennington State Bank is here to help. Come experience exceptional banking and hometown service with locations in Sylvan Grove, Lucas, Minneapolis, Bennington, and Salina. Bennington State Bank, your trusted hometown bank, member FDIC.
And welcome back here on the High School Football Locker Room Chats, the final chat of the Thursday night here, as Sylvan Lucas coach Ben Labertue is still with us. Coach, you're getting set to start actually district season, just kind of the way that's all set up with the 7-team districts. And you open out against Otis Bison. Otis Bison, a team that's 0-1. They lost to Tri-Plains Brewster 72-24 on Friday. It was kind of an afternoon, evening game. Looked like they were really with them after one quarter, 24-16. But Tri-Plains Brewster outscored them 28-8 in the second quarter. As you've seen a little bit about Otis Bison here, what are your thoughts on them coming up on Friday night?
You know, last Friday, I know they had some turnovers that really hurt them, kind of let the game snowball a little bit on them. It was a good game for a while, and then those things kind of happened. They're athletic. They got some quick kids. They got, you know, a lot like St. John's Boy with the fact that their quarterback's tall and lean and runs well and throws well. You won't find a team that's better coached. Coach Starr does a great job with them. You know, he does a good job. You know, he's proven that year in, year out. So technique-wise, all that stuff, they're just really solid. So, you know, we're going to have to go down there and play well. And, you know, I don't think we can really look at their game one result and, and think that they won't be ready to play, because I know how he works. And their kids are going to be ready, and they're going to be physical. So we got to show up down there and play well.
What's the difference, like, in a year like this where you do start district play in week two compared to maybe some years past? How big do you have to, you know, grind in the – you got to be focused when you get right into week two here?
It's huge, I think. You know, before you'd have two or three games, before you – then you could kind of feel like, you know, you had two season type deals. Now you have to be ready to go right away. And it's a different feel, I guess it should say. I'm glad I got some older kids on this year's team that kind of understand that. But, you know, you got to be ready to go right away. And after week one, you have to clean up a lot of mistakes or you're going to find yourself in trouble.
You know, a lot of coaches will tell me that, you know, we see the most improvement between week one and week two. What specifically on this year's group are you looking for here in week two?
Like I said, I want to clean our option up. I want to get some of that ball handling in the backfield a little less sloppy. Penalties, you know, week one to week two, we got to cut those out. If not, we're going to find ourselves in trouble.
Ben Laberty, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs, here in our locker room chats. Coach, thank you again for joining us this week, and best of luck out at Otis on Friday night.
Thanks, Dustin.
Our Sylvan Lucas locker room chats are brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
The Bennington State Bank proudly supports local sports and wants each student to know that their hard work and talent is noticed and appreciated. At Bennington State Bank, they care about local communities and are committed to fostering long-term relationships through the delivery of excellent customer service, integrity, and fairness. From helping local business owners acquire relief loans to supporting community youth and nonprofits to helping you purchase your dream home or invest in your future, Bennington State Bank is here to help. Come experience exceptional banking and hometown service with locations in Sylvan Grove, Lucas, Minneapolis, Bennington, and Salina. Bennington State Bank, your trusted hometown bank, member FDIC. Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the football coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest football news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmond, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs. And don't forget to tune in to the Football Express, brought to you by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, our own preview show airing at 5:40 on Friday nights, previewing all the area matchups in the listening area. And after the games on Friday, catch the Katy Country 94 local high school scoreboard show at 10:05, presented by State Farm Insurance.